Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Relax your mind, we're here for you. You've got the time, make school dreams come true. Set your goals, it's your world, we're here to help. Republic. Back to school with some new rules. Take a bold step.
Trying to meet your and your children's educational needs, Republic can help. Consider an education loan with same-day approvals, low or no down payment, and concessions on interest rates. You can even win one of five Lenovo tablets or a refund on internet installation with 1 month's free service. Call us or visit us online.
Relax your mind.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
On our last visit to Morondoy, Marla discussed with Catalina her problems with Kavita. Catalina suggested she continue to try getting in touch with the boyfriend's father. Later, Marla told Kavita that her behavior was not acceptable. Kavita retorted that Marla was never a true mother to her and Kimal and left the room. Marla went to Kimal's room and found him crying, saying the whole COVID-19 situation had him distressed, and he begged her to give him a hug. Right now, Marla is on the phone with Shelly.
Shelly girl, is like I feel helpless with maturing. Kimal hold on me and cry for like 10 minutes straight. It's so he da shaking and never see he like though.
Marla, this is song nice. But all the time I was thinking Kimal little too quiet.
He and Kavita is the complete opposite.
Yeah, but how he always just keeping to himself, so... You got to get to the bottom of what's going on with them two children.
Girl, right now with Anil gone, it's too much.
I hope Anil being safe. Because this coronavirus well under in their mining areas. Couple weeks back, I see a miner the dead.
Yes, he calling me every day for telling me that he taking his precaution. But he said enough people still ain't wearing masks and physical distancing out there.
You see? How I look at this coronavirus thing is... Some people got a death wish.
Yeah. I think some people just look at it as most people getting better. So even if they become infected, they can live.
But Marlo, we don't know how this thing gonna affect people in the long term. Next thing, a couple years from now, you see people get some worse health problem because of this thing.
Yes, I hear long term, your lung or your heart, even your brain could get affected.
I ain't care what nobody say, I don't want it. I keep it off the road if I don't need to be there. I'll now I start calling the supermarket for deliver me groceries and all.
I should start doing that.
One afternoon, I just go to the community center ground and get my little exercise. The good thing about the center ground is that it's big, so people in there crowd up. And everybody got their own space for do the little exercise.
Yes, I know. Ah, like me, I need to go out there more.
Yes, because although we got this crisis, we still got to try and keep fit and healthy. All in the morning, I just make sure I go in the yard and do my little sit-ups and take a little sun. Because the little vitamin D good for you.
Yeah.
I ain't able for me or Ignatius get this thing and dead.
I worried about Anil, although he said that he taking every precaution.
Let he hurry up and come back, yeah? And stay away from them Venezuelan women while he up there.
He promised me that he done with her.
Alright, this is your husband. I am a trusty.
Girl, what else I can do?
Honey!
Girl, I got to go.
Yes, I hear an Ignatius.
We can catch up later.
All right. Anil? My husband gonna live long. Hi, baby.
Hi, love. How things today?
Hi, Dehe. I just don't talk to Shelly.
Oh, all right.
How things up there?
Girl, I tried to come out here as soon as possible. I just want to come home to you and Mamina.
Yeah, we miss you so much.
Where my baby there?
She there over by Bibi. You know, Bibi can't go a day without seeing her grandchild.
You would think his mommy make the baby, eh?
Yes.
And Kimal and Kavito okay?
Everything quiet. Kimal ain't say much since he crying.
Hmm.
Babes, that's one of the reasons I need you to come back quick. I really need help with them.
Soon, baby, soon. I promise you.
You know anybody up there with the coronavirus?
Yes. I know a couple of people got it.
So where did they?
Well, the two people I know, the symptoms mild, so they're supposed to be isolating at home.
I hope you ain't been wrong them.
Nah, not me. Me ain't been wrong them at all.
Oh gosh, Anil. I really worried about you, you know.
Well, don't worry, man. I tell you, I'm keeping myself safe. I ain't sleeping up with nothing.
All right.
Me and the driver gonna make the trip back soon.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, babes.
I hear two more people in Marunda. I got the corona.
What? Who?
I ain't know who yet, but that's what Shelly tell me.
Oh, shoot. Like this thing ain't done over, man.
Yeah.
Look. Just keep yourself and baby safe, alright? And monitor Kimal and Kavito. Don't let them go up on the road and bring anything in the house.
Yes, I'm watching them.
Good. Because I would lose my mind if you and Mina get sick.
Yes. And you promise me, Anil, promise me that you can continue being safe. Wear your mask all the time and steady sanitizing.
Yeah, babes. I'm gonna be home soon.
I love you, baby.
I love you too.
Kavito, Kavito coming in. Kavito? Kavito, is where this girl there? Kavito? I wonder if she in the bathroom. Kavito, you in here? Kavito? Is where this girl there? Wait. Don't tell me it's getaway, this girl. Getaway and go up on the road. Let me call she.
Welcome you to the better world. I'm Andrea, keeping you company.
Not forgetting our youth,
at
Children's
the tone,
Corner.
Please record your message. Show and our when you have finished your recording, you may hang up or press down.
You see if I bother with this little girl? Kimal!
So wait, Ignatius. When he come in?
I told him I have to talk to you.
Now is not the time for people come and stay at your house?
It's my nephew, Shay. The house big. And you won't have to see him.
I thought you didn't want to come.
After talking to you again, I say, let me have a heart. It's not like we don't have the space.
Yeah, but you know what's going on. Coronavirus spreading wild in this country. And you gonna invite your nephew for come here?
Look, if it gonna make you feel better, we can let him isolate in one of the rooms for 14 days. All the rooms self-contained, so all we have to provide him with food, and we could leave that outside the door. We could even move a small fridge in the room for snacks and stuff.
You think the young man gonna lock up in a room for 14 days?
Well, he would have to if he wants to come and stay here.
You sure he ain't coming with a woman and children?
Alonzo doesn't have any children.
And a woman?
He can't take the ice and pass me for bringing you woman in the house without asking?
Well, I think you should ask.
So that means you're good with him coming?
Once he agreed to quarantine for 14 days. Because we know we could pick up on the way down from Barbie's. He coming with public transportation?
I ain't find all that out.
Please find out. From the time he reached the gate, we can got to spray down.
All right. I'm going to talk to him again tonight.
I hope the couple weeks don't turn into months. Because first, it was just a couple of days.
Look. It's me family, and it's time I start doing a little more for them.
Aye, sonny. But still, we can't act wild in a time like this.
All right, my love.
I'm gonna take a nap.
I think I can join you.
Nap means you're going and sleep.
A nice massage will make you sleep much better.
Look, left me alone.
I'm back.
Oh, hi, James. How was the ground this afternoon? You washed your hands already?
Yeah, well, the usual. Everybody doing their exercise in their own corner.
Okay. Sister Patsy called me while you were out.
What that woman want now?
Oh, just warning me that I need to watch you and the women at the ground in the afternoon.
You see how the devil does fine work for idle people?
Did you walk Catalina home a few days ago?
I did. I mean, we were going in the same direction. Is there a problem?
No problem. You know how these villages are. While you were out, I received another phone call. It was a young man.
Okay.
He asked to speak to you.
Really?
Yes.
Did he say his name or why he was calling?
No. Just asked if he could speak to you. And when I said you weren't at home, he just hung up.
Then that's strange.
Yep.
You think that's the same person who'd been calling all this time?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
I guess sooner or later he will call back.
Yeah, but it's kind of worrying. I have no idea which young man could be calling me and for what reason.
Well, I guess we will find out soon enough.
Yeah. Anyway, I should take a shower.
What did you and Catalina talk about on that walk home?
Oh, just the usual. What's going on with the coronavirus and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah, and her daughter is having some issues with Simon's son. Domestic violence and...
Yeah, I heard. Quite unfortunate.
Yeah.
I hope Alexis can get out.
Yeah, me too.
So, Catalina, is anyone in her life?
I didn't ask her all that, you know. Not my business.
Well, an attractive young woman like that, it's strange that she won't have someone.
Well, that's life, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I would never, right?
I know. But I also don't want people like Sister Patsy spreading rumors.
Yeah, that woman is impossible.
Just be careful when you go out there in the afternoon, okay?
All right, Johnny. I will be.
Anywhere at Murundi.
It got to be she gone by the boy or something, man.
I think so too.
Look, call the police and make a report. This nonsense got it done. Call the police right away.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Murundi came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.